as we're getting ready to bring on a guest from the band in this moment. He plays guitar. His name is Chris, and opening for Rob Zombie and Ozzy, he is right now. Got him on the line with us from In This Moment. Chris, how's the tour going, man?
The tour is awesome, man. How you guys doing?
Doing good, doing good.
Dude, first off, I got to ask a question. What was the deal with that stuff in North Dakota or whatever? In Fargo with the, remember the pre-party or whatever? Or the sting?
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about any of that when that was going on? The DA's
sheriff.
Office in Fargo yeah. had set, or the sheriff's office in Fargo set up a sting on about 300 to 500 warrant jumpers.
I heard about that, man. I heard about it like just a couple days ago. I didn't even know it happened until after the fact. But that's, I mean, I got to give him credit for coming up with a pretty new idea. But
it's inventive.
I mean, come on. It's Ozzy, man. That sucks for him, you know, to do that to his fans, even though some of them might be criminals.
It still
sucks.
Yeah, I mean, think about it on the flip side of the coin. If they would have said, okay, it's going to be it's a pre-show party for In This Moment, you know, if they were to use your band name, would you be...
Well, we probably wouldn't have as many criminals, and it probably wouldn't be as many just in general. That was a big sting. I think they got a lot of people with that thing.
They did, man. That was a huge sting.
At least 30 people, I think, they actually netted, yeah.
Oh, is that 30 that they actually... Fair. I mean, that's
something like that.
God, man. In fact, a couple of people actually turned themselves in because they heard about it.
Yeah, they're like, screw it, give me a court date. I get it.
Yeah, I'll take the court date. You're getting too creative on us.
All right, you're going to get me anyway, so...
So, that's okay, crazy, so man. Opening for Rob Zombie and Ozzy, I mean, what's this been like so far?
It's been the best thing ever we've ever done. I mean, it's you know, they're both bands are so, they're the biggest bands we've toured with, man. They're legends. It's like arenas, and even with the Rob Zombie, the off dates are, you know, huge place, and they're packed. It's the best tour we've ever done. I mean, we're like so lucky to be doing this.
So you're pulling double duty. You're not only opening with you're not only playing with Rob Zombie and Ozzy when they're doing their big tours, but you're doing some dates with Rob Zombie in between the shows too.
Yeah, we're pretty much trying to. Wow. We're playing almost every day, man.
And that's
awesome. It's like it's hard to decide what's better because the Zombie shows are usually, you know, open seating on the floor, so it's like crazy kids, you know, like 3,000, you know,
wow,
something like that. And then, you know, the arenas with Ozzy are just insane too. It's really hard to decide what's better. It's so awesome, man.
Now check out the album in stores. In This Moment's the name of the band, and is it myspace.com/inthismoment? You guys got the MySpace thing going?
Yes, it is. That's it.
myspace.com/inthismoment. Of course, we've got Chris, the guitarist, on the line with us, and you know. You're saying that that opening up for, you know, working like this every single day. I got to ask you a question. Do you know what city you're in right now?
I actually am pretty good with this. We're in Great Falls, Montana today.
Great Falls, Montana. Now, have you ever been on stage and, you know, either you or somebody in the band is like, hey, Columbus,
hello,
Ohio.
Springfield.
And it's like, dude.
No. Rhea's the one who usually does that, and usually she's all right with that. But if she forgets, she's usually, like, screaming it. So she'll just kind of blend it into something, you know, like...
You know, we've got an experiment for you to try out.
Yes.
Okay, we just want to test this with a band.
It's called the spaghetti theory.
The spaghetti theory. The theory is that if you are the one on the stage with a microphone, all you have to do with a lot of energy is scream out spaghetti, and the crowd will go nuts.
Anything. Just spaghetti is random as hell. So
that would work so easily, man. I mean.
Try it.
And Maria just screams out these greetings, you know, sometimes, and like they won't know what she's saying. It'll be awesome.
Yeah. Tonight, seriously, be like, hey, try spaghetti.
Yeah. Spaghetti with oregano.
Just say it once. See if they'll cheer. You know.
Are you guys coming to a show?
When it gets to town, yeah.
Yeah. I'm driving to Montana tonight, yeah.
Maybe we can do it for the San Diego show for you guys.
There we go. We'll have a spaghetti test in San Diego.
Spaghetti tester, yeah.
Okay, after you finish up there, when do you guys get a break after you're done with this tour? Do you have any time scheduled off?
We have no break, man. We actually heard we're going to Japan right at the end of the Ozzy Rob Zombie tour. We're actually ending with Ozzy on the 28th in January, and then we're actually doing, you know, a dozen more off dates with Zombie on the way back to LA, and then we're going to Japan, and then we're done.
Ah, konnichiwa. That's gonna be badass, man. Now, have you ever been to Japan?
No, man. We just found out the other day, and we're so stoked about that, too.
I don't know how to say happy ending. There's got to be a way. How do you say... John's been to Japan. He's had happy endings. How do you say it?
He doesn't know.
He held up a $50 bill. Apparently, that's the universal language that means happy ending.
That's the signal.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for spending the time with us in this moment, playing with Rob Zombie and Ozzy. And when Rob Zombie is doing the shows in between the big arena gigs with Ozzy, you might see In This Moment up on stage with him. That'd be badass, man. Thank you so much for spending the time with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.